Good afternoon, New Folk Radio. This is 15 Minutes with the Bare Ham Bones. This series of episodes is about cover songs. How do you guys choose which covers you play?
You know, we put a set list together, and we like to have songs that are popular so that people recognize them, but we really do enjoy playing covers that aren't as popular. Do you guys have a favorite?
Well, not because they're not popular. It's because we like those songs. We gravitate to them. They just happen to be not popular.
I think the most interesting is we do the Bruce Springsteen song, Atlantic City. Mm. But
Didn't play that.
The band covered, you know, we didn't play that tonight, but the band, when they got back together, it was like 92 or 93 or something, they covered a Bruce Springsteen song, but they put their own twist on it, and they had like a lot of accordion, and it's very, they gave it a different feel. So we were like, let's cover their version of Bruce Springsteen's song, but it's like, it's like three times removed from the original.
So it is.
I mean, it's our own version of it, but that's a fun one to play.
They have a mandolin player.
They do.
Here's one that we play that most people probably wouldn't recognize. I watched the movie Crazy Heart. Great movie. And there's a bunch of good songs in there.
Jeff Bridges
is the main guy. He plays a fantastic character. I want to do one of those songs when we had the very first show, 2012. And we picked Somebody Else. Written by Tony, you always know this. T-Bone Burnett wrote that song.
I love this song.
That's a really fun song to play.
We had an arrangement with the first show, but then when we completely retooled the band within the next year with a mandolin and a different bass player, it turned into something different. I think it's fantastic. Crowd always likes it. Nobody knows that we didn't write it. So if I don't say it,
yeah, that
we can
song
kind
of got lost in the, or that movie. Nobody really talks about it anymore. It's a good movie.
It's a very good movie.
And we did another T-Bone Burnett song from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But we kind of let that one just.
Oh yeah, we did, didn't we?
At one point, we've covered two songs T-Bone Burnett wrote.
Which one from Oh Brother?
Man of Constant Sorrow.
Yeah. Mm.
Going straight into the Dukes of Hazzard.
We had a medley with that and the Dukes of Hazzard song.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to hear it. No, you don't want to hear it, actually. That's why we don't play it.
The General Lee came storming through the bar when we played that one.
No, I've
And it killed the song, actually, when it came storming through the gates.
I've seen some, on YouTube, seen some versions of Jeff Bridges playing Somebody Else live. Huge drum solo in the middle of the song.
Cool. We should work into that.
I really do think that's something we should have.
If there's one thing we don't have, it's a drum solo. And I don't know why Brad hasn't pushed for it.
I think we need a drum solo.
I'm open for a drum solo.
In that particular song, we worked out an arrangement where the whole band kicks out and there's almost like a little vocal solo. And I think that's great.
Actually,
I don't know why we would need a drum
solo.
It's
the perfect spot for the drum solo.
Heavy toms, heavy crash.
Oh. Used to be somebody. Now I am somebody. Mm-hmm. Or whatever that part. Drops out. Drum solo.
Bongo solo.
Bongos.
Bongo and finger cymbals.
Preacher, charges with money, women, and my health. I was freed of all the charges with money, women, and my health. Now that I'm a brand new man, you belong to someone else. Be somebody, now I am somebody else. I used to be somebody, now I am somebody else. Now that I'm a brand new man, you belong to someone else.
Welcome back to New Folk Radio.
Hello, New Folk Radio.
We're with the Bare Ham Bones.
Yes, you are.
We're listening to some cover tunes that you guys are playing live in the studio, and there is one cover tune, cover song on the record, Time for Kicking.
Yep. We put Deep Ellum Blues on the album.
Yes.
I think we all agreed that we just love the energy that we have in that song, and we want it on the album. I mean, I think that's one of our most fun songs to play. Mm-hmm. And we don't screw it up very often. We play it really well, you know, so there's a reason.
There's a lot of open space on it. It's very, it flows.
It does.
There's a flow to it.
It's traditional.
It does, yeah. That's the thing. That's the key for me is, you know, and people who aren't musicians might not know this, but if you record a cover song and you put it on your album, you have to find who owns the rights to the song and you have to get their permission. And then there are royalties involved that you should pay for them for every CD that you sell. And it's not easy. It's not an easy process to find them, to contact them. Sometimes you could make the mistake of recording it in the studio where you're paying money for it and then contact whoever owns the song.
Well, doesn't Brad, don't you have a story on that, Brad?
Didn't that happen to you once?
Don't you have a story, Brad? Come on, Brad.
Open up your mic. I never have stories. Tell us a story. Brad, come on, tell us a story.
He's got a good cover story.
I don't think he has a story. Let's
tell
move
the God
on.
Story. All right,
New Folk Radio listeners want to hear it.
I have no story.
No, you do. You do. Cindy Lauper.
No. So a band I was in.
Just want to have fun, man. Remember?
A band I was in years ago. We did a. It was kind of a pop punk band, and we did a cover of "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." We thought it was kind of a, you know, ironic thing for three guys to play "Girls Just Want to
Sure,
Have Fun."
Yeah,
it makes and perfect sense.
We did our version of it, and we found out that we couldn't reprint the lyrics. I believe is what it was. Like we could record it. We couldn't reprint the lyrics. I don't think we ever sold that many CDs to begin with, so it didn't matter. But it ended up on a some sort of, it was supposed to be on a Cyndi Lauper covers album of like other bands doing her music. I mean, you don't make any money off of it whatsoever, but it's just, you know, you put your own spin on it. But yeah, there's to do it legitimately, there's a lot of red
tape. I thought she wrote
and,
you guys a letter.
No, it was well received.
Oh,
it was. Yeah, it was.
Oh, she liked your version of it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But you didn't get to make any money off of it.
Interesting. I don't think we. Well, maybe we might not make any money.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Pen pals.
So when we're deciding what to put on an album that we're going to put out, that comes into play because there are some songs that we feel we play really, really well that are cover songs. But you would have to go through finding who owns it, and then seeing if they're okay with you doing a version of it, and then making sure that you know you have the accounting in place to pay them their royalties, which they deserve. You know, we didn't write the song. There's another category. There are traditional songs, American traditional songs. They are so old that nobody owns the rights to
them. Nobody knows who wrote it.
Nobody knows who wrote it. There are some people who may or may not be credited, but nobody actually owns the rights to them. So if you record your own version of a traditional song, you don't owe anybody anything. You don't have to chase down somebody who owns it, somebody who licenses it, you know, any of that stuff. And so Deep Ellum Blues, we found out, happens to be one of those, and it's one of our favorite covers anyway, so it made perfect sense to put on the album. And this, the reason that we're doing these covers here is it's fantastic. New Folk Radio already kind of pays royalties through one of the companies that collects them for musicians, ASCAP or BMI. And so, you know, we get to, this is the first opportunity to really get to record some of our covers and put them out there for people without having to be sort of concerned with our own licensing issues.
You know, as a fan of a band like the Grateful Dead or bands like Grateful Dead or Fish, yeah. Those are bands where they've got, both those bands have huge repertoires of their own music, albums and albums worth.
We already used that word tonight.
Yes.
You're going to have to use a different word.
They have huge catalog. They have a huge catalog of music of their own.
Tony, you're not paying attention clearly. It's off the board right there. Repertoire was off the board.
So anyways, if you like a band like Grateful Dead or Fish, they've got a lot of their own music, a large collection of their own songs. But one big thing that I love about those bands is they always play covers.
Both yeah, they don't record them, they play them live.
No, they only play them live.
Yeah, you've seen them live a lot, and so you've seen them do these great versions of them.
It's cool. I think that's, you know, they take a song, make it their own, and fans love it, and it's fun. So,
I think at a smaller scale, that's what we're trying to do with our covers.
Yeah.
Is really put our own stamp on it. We hand-bone the song, make it our own, and
We play pretty high energy, and a lot of the songs we play, it does attract a contingency of people to come out on the dance floor and shake their booty a little bit. We had a lot of women out on the dance floor a few nights ago.
Yes, we did.
It was a wonderful thing.
That was great.
It was great. It was a bridal party, and it was basically the entire female bridal party sisters.
All three of them.
Whatever they had. It was four, actually.
There was more than three.
There was four.
There's four, so you can say there's seven.
It was amazing.
Who needs a drink? Everyone good?
I'm pretty good.
I think so, yeah. Well, you got shots to go around or what?
Well,
I'm going to go grab another one.
There's half a bottle of...
The Kraken?
Well, if somebody's... Yeah, there's somebody's grabbing.
Is there more of that shit?
Yeah,
there's... Oh, my God.
Too, somebody brought a big bottle of the Kraken.
Oh, man.
Who did that?
Oh, that's when we were doing the interview thing, wasn't it? We drank a lot of that.
There was we finished that bottle. There was another band in shooting a video, and we ended up out in the cornfield.
Ah! Well, imagine that. Bottle of Kraken on the cornfield.
We were up on the little bean bin drinking, watching the sunset.
Nice.
And then somebody brought a bottle of the Kraken and a bottle of Malort, and we ended up out in the cornfield shooting a 22.
That's going to make for a good day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Malort, Kraken, and some guns in a cornfield. What bad could happen?
What can possibly go wrong?
Nothing. I can't say anything. Like
not a damn. A man died by a shotgun wound. On the ground was a bottle of Malort and a bottle of Kraken.
No fingerprints or footprints were found.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed today's 15 minutes with the Bare Hambones. Check out our website at www.thebarehambones.com. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Or if you have questions that we could answer on a future show, send them along to thebarehambones@gmail.com. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.